Expressions from St. Paul is listener supported. We thank you for your financial support, your faithful prayers, and gifts.
When will we grow up and put faith in our prayers? How is God going to answer us if we don't have no faith?
When you pray, do you have faith that God not only hears your prayer, but answers your prayers? In today's lesson, Dr. Williams shares the formula to getting our prayers answered.
When you pray, you don't have no faith, stop praying. You got to have faith in your prayer, and you got to open up your belief system. I believe it'll happen.
Welcome to Expressions from the St. Paul Missionary Baptist Church. We are blessed to have serving as our pastor, serving us faithfully for the past 47 years, Dr. Ephraim Williams. Our edifice is located at 3996 14th Avenue in Sacramento. We'd like to take this opportunity to invite you out to worship with us in person on Sunday morning. New membership orientation begins at 8:45 a.m. Sunday school classes for all ages are offered at 9 a.m. And at 10 a.m., our morning worship service begins. It would truly be a blessing to look around and to see your face in the place. If you have your Bible or your mobile device, let's go to the book of 1 Timothy, chapter 3, verse 13. We'd like to thank you for joining us today. We are now going to transition into the sanctuary, and let's jump right into this powerful worshiping experience.
I want to talk about this morning. I won't finish it, but I want to start it. Faith in your prayers. Faith in your prayers. I hear it a lot in this country. People talking about how much they have prayed, and some go so far as to say, my prayers have not been answered. According to the Bible, God does not ask us how to do things. In many instances, our prayers are delayed because God wants to make sure what he decides to do, it's for our good. A lot of prayers that you prayed, if you go back over them and God would have answered them, you wouldn't be here today. Let me put it this way. I was with a prayer group for years here, and we had to go 6 or 7 o'clock in the morning, sometimes 6, sometimes 7. And I had to go north Sacramento. And sometimes you hear people praying, Lord, I need a car. I'm talking about getting started. I need a pair for me to go on vacation. Well, my land, friends, but if you're going to ask me to help you get a car, you ought to be more kind and loving. You ought to say, Brother Williams, I'm sorry to bother you, but I need a car. And would you consider me in your prayers to help me? Don't just come, Lord, you know I need a car now, and I need, he know that before you asked him. But friend, let me make this clear. If I don't do anything else, I want to make this clear to you. I don't care what you hear on television. Nobody orders God around. He's God all by himself. And I've said it before, and I've said it again, and I'll die saying it. Many of us have blocked our prayers because we don't have no faith. Amen. I was criticized a lot in my early days because I went to church in the daytime. I liked church, and I went in at night. Some of my friends said, you going back? I'm not going back. And I said, where are you going? I don't want to tell you what they said. But they weren't thinking about it. When they get in trouble, they're calling me. I wish I had went with you. I wouldn't have been in trouble. Let me try to explain this the best I know how. I'll use myself. When we was 10 years old, we started getting an allowance, whatever you call it. That's what they call it. $2 a week when we was 10. My mother took us to the in our room where we slept, there was always a dresser too. And on that dresser, there was a bank for every one of us. Now, she said, this is your allowance. And I always asked questions. I said, well, she said, okay, now you got to give out of this $2, you got to give 20 cents for your tithes. And you got to take 15 cents for Sunday school. And that's how much? Now, this is my allowance. Are you listening? And she says, then you put a dollar in the bank. And you take the other change and spend it however you want it. Are you listening to what I'm saying? She didn't ask me, would you do this? She said, okay, you'll get in your lounge. We'll all go in the room. She taught me then that I don't care what you have, you got to learn what to do with it. Right. Amen.
Right, right.
You missed that. So I know when I pray, before I start asking for something, I got to start thinking in what he has already done. He didn't have to do that. And so when I told you this story many times. So when I got, my mother bought, in those days, the women ran the house. And the daddy did everything outside. And so my mother would take us every year in August, and they had sales. And you don't have to worry about that because you got plenty of money. She had sales, and she'd buy all of us gym shoes in a, what they call a bunch. That's what they call it. And so she bought me some when I was 12 or 13. She bought me. She, all of us had black tops, white bottoms, and white shoestring. I didn't like that. I wanted something a little bit more fancier. So she said, no problem. Go to your bank and get whatever you have in there, and you pay the difference. I take these back. Well, I did that. And I only did it once, and I would never do it again. Because when I got through, I didn't have nothing left. You missed it. And then at the dinner table, we all, every one of us, before we ate, had to pray. I grew up praying. You can do anything you want to me, against me, whatever you want to say, but I hope to die praying. I don't want to just pray because you see me. You see, you might not think about it, but inside of you is a whole lot of stuff. Amen. And when you're going to work on it, or work with it, you missed it. I've been around all kinds of backgrounds of people. When people start running other people down, I find a way to get away. I don't want to be laboring you, and God has saved you. Let me put it another way. They're talking about this man, they're going to, trying to get to be the Supreme Court Justice over everything. And he don't remember what he has done, he said, and that could be... And then don't talk about it because some of you forgot. I know you want to forget it if you haven't forgot it. And so what we need, and he said something, and then I was questioned about it. He said, they asked him, did he believe in God? He said, yes. Where's Joyce? And Joyce, he believed in God. Now I know you're going to talk about me, and that is fine. As long as you don't come on 6110. Joyce, when I don't care what he's done.
Right. Right.
Somebody got to forgive him.
That's right. That's right. You plan to forgive him.
Now, don't sit up in here like you're holier than Jesus. Jesus forgave all of us who saved.
Amen.
And some of y'all did some bad things.
Worse than that. That's right. Amen.
I didn't do them, but I thought them. I thought about killing several people. I even made plans on how to kill one. And if I hadn't had the Holy Ghost in me, I would have killed it. The point is, when will we grow up and put faith in our prayers? How is God going to answer us if we don't have no faith? I told you, you might be new in this church and visiting with us, it's going to help you. I told you, when the man told me in that door, he says, we will never sell you that place, that land. So you can go on and do what you want. We're not going to sell it to you. And I said to him what I said to you. I said, well, God has given to me this land. And I said, we'll get it. I don't know what you know, but who owned that land over there? St. Paul Missionary Baptist Church. Took us 12 years. God didn't, I know this. God didn't let us have it early because we wasn't ready to handle it.
Thank you.
Amen. At 17 years old, I asked my late wife to marry me. She said, are you crazy? I said, no, I'm not crazy. I said, I'm ready to get married. She said, well, I'm not, and I'm not going to do it. And I said to her, well, I said, I don't have no problem. I'll wait for you. Because you're certainly going to marry this man. Yeah. 55 years, 5 months, 2 weeks, and 4 days. I wasn't waiting on one about her. I'm talking every day to God. And my faith said, I've given unto you, don't you be worrying. When you are in a prayer mood and a prayer life, you cannot worry and pray. You can't do them both. Amen. You say, but I've been praying for 12 years and you never answered my prayer. He may have answered 12 times and you didn't know it because you got to learn how to listen to God. He speaks. Do you ever hear him? A man said to me, God never spoke to me. No, you're wrong. You read the Bible, you pray, he speaks to you. You don't want to change.
Preach, preach.
When you change, you are fit where God wanted you to be. Don't be waiting on God. He's waiting on you.
Right.
Amen. Amen. Right. He's waiting on us. Amen. Amen. I repeat, amen. And when you decide to turn over to God, you watch God turn over to you. Amen. I took the bus money when we was going out of town. They gave me the money and I was taking it, was to give it to the finance department at the old church, and I laid it on the steps in my Bible and were to go down to make comments about Sunday school was opening. And when I was down there about 10 minutes, someone took the money, took all the bus money. And so what I did, I said, now, Lord, I'll replace it because somebody's going to think I took it. These are Baptist people. I know what I'm talking about. So later on, it bothered somebody who took it. See, let me put this to you the way. Let me put it the way it is. See, if you have a trail of praying in Cuba, do you Cuba? Bearfield, you look kind of behind your head, look like kind of Cuba. You have a prayer life. Let me give you something more practical. When I was married 35 years, my wife gave me a ring. And in my house, I misplaced it. I didn't know where it was. So I started praying. I said, now, Lord, I'm not going to worry about it because I can't do nothing about it. But what I want you to do, lead me to my ring. I said, and if you don't, help me to be calm and help me to be thankful what you've already done. Francis, yesterday evening, I was going in the bedroom, in my bedroom, and there's a chair in there, and this is a strange, and right in front, and I've been going by there every day, and all of a sudden, right in front of the chair is my ring. Now, yes, I thought about 35 years. I thought all about that. But who supersedes 35 years? God. Amen. And so, friends, I said, let's move the day. Faith in your prayer. When you pray, you don't have no faith, stop praying. You got to have faith in your prayer, and you got to open up your belief system. I believe it'll happen. And if you believe, move on. Don't wait around and decide. And you wanna sing a little in a different voice, a little higher. And I can't. Don't get upset with the person who can sing louder than you. Let's move here today, church. Listen carefully. In the midst of our electronic generations of instant communication, information, and entertainment, is anyone, friend, listening to God today? Everything you see is going on, and the church people are joining in with it. Now, let me tell you something. I don't care what you have read and how many degrees you have and where you live. They want to live all you want to. But God lives everywhere. And God, when you go home this evening and down people, he hears you because he's in your house with you. Amen. An elderly woman, person was buying groceries and recently she didn't have enough money. And so she said, well, I need this. And so the lady said, well, I'll help you with part of it. And I'm standing behind her. And I said, well, you take the rest, and I'll take the rest. She's taking part of it. She said, I need it. She didn't say I want it. I need this. I gave her the rest of what she needed. Right. Some man was behind me, and he said, Dr. William, I pick up yours when they ring it up. You missed. Let me go back over here. You missed it. I didn't ask the man. I didn't even know him. I didn't ask him to help me. You see, it goes like this. Francis, come here. Yes, Francis. I can outrun him. Francis, hold your hand out. Francis, I need bus money, Francis. He got a pocket full of money. And he hear me, and he know I need it. He said, I can't help you this time. So then, close your hand up. He closes his hand up. He won't help me. Now God had a blessing coming in the door. And Francis got his hand closed, and he can't get this blessing because he had nowhere to put it. Thank you. Did you get it? The church people is open to help others. That's part of our job. I don't go to prison now. I used to. I can't. Francis goes, and I'll help him. You know why? I'll let you know in a few minutes. Miss Larry, unless I'm changed, you give me a D flat. I'll let you know. I hear what you're saying. It's not going to stop it. God wants to communicate with us, and has been speaking ever since creation. In the Old Testament, he spoke through prophets. In the New Testament, he spoke through his son, Jesus Christ. That's Hebrews 1:1-2. God is still speaking. Where is your faith in your prayer? He continued communicating now through the Holy Spirit. John 16:13. The issue is not whether God is speaking, but if we are listening. Amen. Sermon points, friend. Our ears are tuned to whatever holds our hearts and mind. What is it that holds your heart and mind? Some people have been in church 50 years and don't know how to find the book of Acts. Because that's not what you're interested in. You're not interested in that kind of stuff. Listen carefully. If this world is our main focus, well, here is message. However, if our hearts are set on Christ, we will take time quietly listening to his guidance and his instruction. But many people have never learned to discern the voice of God. Amen. Got on the plane here and was going to Mississippi, and I had to go to Arizona to change. And so I went to sleep some years ago, and when I got to Arizona, didn't nobody wake me up. And I didn't wake up. So the plane was getting ready to take off, and I said, where are we? And the stewardess said, we are in Arizona. We're getting ready to go somewhere. I forgot what she said. I said, ma'am, I have to get off this plane. She said, I said, well, I don't care what they do. I have to get off because I said, you are the steward. They was cleaning up and nobody did wake me up, and that's illegal. So she said, just a moment. I don't know what they did. I know they let me out of there. If I wouldn't have known it was an illegal person, they could have pushed me around. That's illegal. They can't do that. Nobody sleeps on the plane when they stop and change and they're cleaning it. You can't do that by law. Listen to God. Let me ask St. Paul, you this morning, have you heard the voice of God this last week? If you didn't, then you wasn't listening. Amen. Amen. He speaks to us in many instances quietly. Many instances he speaks to us through his word. Many instances he speaks to us when we are minding other folks' business. Many instances he speaks to us, we can't sleep at night. Too much on your mind. Empty your dirty heart, if it's dirty, and then clean it out, then he'll speak to you because he put some new stuff in it. Listen carefully here, friends. Listen carefully. Many don't have a relationship with God. Although the Lord calls everyone to salvation, and those who reject his offer will find that they cannot hear the voice of God. Many people don't expect the Lord to speak to them, but this would be inconsistent with the character. My friend says he desired to guide his children through this life. Amen. People say, you know, I want to see Jesus. And whenever he called me, I'm ready to go. Quit lying. We all want to see Jesus, but we're not ready to go nowhere. Amen. We get any time of pain hurts, we run to Kaiser. And you're going to get some more pain. We need to talk about, Lord, make me peaceful and loving on earth while I'm here. And then when you get ready for me, I'll be ready to come home. Let God use you while you can be used. Amen. Friends, who are you listening to? That's the big question. Who are you listening to? I got a call yesterday. Somebody said to me, "What you should insist on your brother coming here, or you should go there for 2 weeks." That's fine. I appreciate them interested. But how can I insist on a man that is old as my brother? He can't insist on me unless I desire for it. He can encourage me and tell me, and I love him and he loves me. But the issue is not what you do, it's how you do it. Amen. I was at the airport, Francis, this will help you. I was at the airport last year, and a lady approached me, and she asked a lot of questions. And I answered. And she was the lady that a real man would respond. Don't you brothers sit up in here? You're not that holy. I answered and I talked to her, and somebody said, "You look like you liked her." I said, "Sure, I liked her, but I'm not dating her, nor am I in love with her, because there's something in me saying you don't know her." And so I'm listening to the voice that's in me, which is the Holy Spirit. He will teach us how to deal with our prayer life. Amen. And somebody said, "Well, Pastor, you ever think, change your mind about cremation?" I would never change my mind. Why should I miss hell going on earth and then die and be burned up on earth? You're not going to burn Ethan up if you do. If Gwen see to that I'm burned up, if there is a return, I'm coming back to get her. I hear what you're saying, but we don't. And look at the people. Look at the people who talk to God. You had Joshua listening to Moses. Where's Al? Joshua listened to Moses, and when Moses died, what did God do to Joshua? That's why I quit running over people and lying to them and making them promises you can't keep. You need to promise God what you're going to work on keeping. And when Moses died, God didn't have to look for nobody. He already had somebody in training. There's Brother Dawson. Brother Dawson was a student of mine in Sunday school. And did you ever see, did I ever act up? I never went around being crooked. And here I was called to three churches and almost called to the fourth one before I was called here. Why would you be crooked when you got a God who's straight? Why? What's the purpose? Prayer, faith in your prayers. Friends, look, listen carefully. Enoch listened to God, and I say this, Enoch listened to the Holy Spirit, and he was shifted out of here by a jet plane. Nobody found him since then. Listen careful. Who are you listening to? John the Baptist. John the Baptist followed the dictation of God. Who are you following? Church, listen careful. The apostles. Listen. The apostle Paul, he followed Jesus once he got saved. Amen. Paul followed the dictation of the Holy Spirit and wrote over one half of the New Testament. Timothy followed Paul. Now let's get into this Timothy business, because a lot of us don't know anything about Timothy. Timothy was a spiritual son of Paul. When Paul found Timothy, Paul spent time teaching Timothy. And he said to Timothy, "When the time comes, I'm going to appoint you as pastor of the church that I was involved with." Now, in that church, they had a lot of older people. And they gave Timothy hell. I mean, they treated him bad. So Paul said to Timothy, "Study to show thyself approved under God." You study. You got the background because your mother and your grandmother taught you. So you have the background. You understand all of that. But you need more than that. You have the Holy Spirit lives in you. You need more than him living in you. You got to learn how to help him to operate. So if you study, the Holy Spirit has something to work with.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
If you don't study, he don't have anything to work with in us. And Timothy, in the end, Paul said to Timothy, "Now, you've done well." Well, let me tell you something, Timothy. I'm on my way out of here. But listen, Timothy. I personally have fought a good fight. And in my fighting, I kept the faith. Now there is for me a crown laid up waiting. But if you don't fight, you got to fight for everything now. Somebody said, I got to fight for my marriage. You got to fight for your marriage. You got to fight for your life. You got to fight for your grandchildren. You got to fight for your great-grandchildren. You got to fight for your faith. You can't sit around looking cute. You got to fight now. Amen. You got to fight with prayer. You got to fight with the word. You got to fight with your personality. You got to fight with the spirit that lives in you. Amen. I cannot understand. I want y'all to help me. I need help. Why is the church folks get so upset so quick? Why do we get upset like that? I got something in me, holds me, keep me from getting all out of shape. You said, but they got on my nerve. You gets on Jesus' nerve. But he doesn't fight you. Amen. Friends, where we sing this song and it's not correct for us. I can hear my Savior calling. I can hear my Savior calling. Take my cross and follow me. That's what he says to us. Where he leads me, I will follow. That's when you got faith, my friends, in your prayers. Hallelujah. You say, but brother preacher, you don't know I've been through. You don't know what I've been through. I've been through so much. Yes, we all been through a lot. But who did we consult while we was going through? Well, in closing, let me tell you. You live in a world now that people will tell you one thing and do five. The bank you bank your money in might go bankrupt. The doctor you go to might turn you down. The lawyer you have might take your money. The rent that you pay might put you out of your apartment. The people who promise you that been walking with you and friends to you for years, they might turn against you. And it happens all the time. Amen. A man went to jail and he says, called his friends to come get him out. Friend said to him, I don't have the money, and he lied. 2 weeks after then, he was in jail. Be careful. Listen carefully. My friends, your friends may forsake you. Your employee may fire you. Your Hebrew may disappoint you, hero. Your companion may divorce you. And your strength may leave you. Let me give you a story about this divorce business. Some people say, well, I would never divorce my or he. I would never use the word never. Some people, not only would I divorce them, I would never marry them. There's a man who was worth more than $10 million. Just died last week. He came home from work in his late 60s. And his wife said to him, you can't stay here no more. Says, you have to go. He said, I'm in my house. She said, used to be. But now this house is in my name. He had two or three apartment buildings. This is on the East Coast. Two or three apartment buildings. So he said, I go to one of the apartments. She said, no longer. The apartment is in my name. Listen careful. This is reality. She had two children. She said to him, from these children are not your children. Look what he had done. Made her rich. She got it all in her name. He died last week. Friends, she will never enjoy that money. Never. You said, but Pastor, she did bad. She's just one of them. The world is full of bad people. That isn't the issue. Who are you serving? Are you talking to God with faith in your prayers? They said that what killed him, too much pressure. Then he shouldn't have been worshiping his money. He should have been worshiping Almighty God. But I feel sorry for her than I him. Because I am a living witness. Whatever you sow, I'm a living witness. Whatever you sow, you're going to reap it. And so you might as well prepare because you're going to reap it. Amen. Man was passing 30 years. He mistreated his pastor, lied on him. After 30 years in this church, it all came alive. 30 years. Reaping is available. I said to my children growing up, there's consequences. They'll tell you, you mistreat your mama, your mama and I, there's consequences. You say, but they're grown, I don't care how grown they are. You don't ever get too grown for God. It just won't work. People have tried it, but it just won't work. And so, friends, if you want to enjoy this life, if you want to enjoy this life, I urge you to put faith in your prayer. When you pray, believe God will hear and answer you. Otherwise, you will miss your blessing. As we prepare, friends, to extend the invitation, we want you to think about it and come. After Jesus had dismissed his disciples, he went up on a mountain by himself to pray. Later that night, he was there alone. This is Jesus. I've seen the lightning flash, and I've heard the thunder roll. I've felt sins breaking, dashing, trying to conquer my soul. I heard the voice of Jesus telling me still to fight on. He promised, that's what I want to get to. He promised never to leave me alone. Never to leave me alone. I don't care what happens to me, I know he's there because he's promised that he will never leave us. No!
Never!
Will you come today and accept him as your Lord and Savior? He'll be with you forever and forever.